Come, Holy Spirit, speak to us through me, not in my words, but in yours. And grant, Lord, that we may understand and live by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I really enjoy reading that passage from the first chapter of John. It is so deep and so rich. And somehow, you know, John has echoed us back to the first words of Genesis. We're in the New Testament now, but somehow we have a new creation. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, God said, let there be light. And that word that went out from God was the creative word, Jesus. I just love that. I love words. Any sort of words. I read and soak up words. I love to sort of think about the sort of hinterland of words, that no word sort of sits alone. It always carries with it things from our own past, from the things we've read before, from the things we've experienced before. Every word means something very slightly different to each of us. And this morning, I'd really like to share with you three words, very simply, three of my favorite words from the Bible. And I thought, well, if I send everyone away with three words, they might remember at least one of them. So, let me tell you a small story from my past. I used to have a friend, I'm talking 50 years ago now, I used to have a friend called Mike. To my shame, I've forgotten his surname, and we were only friends for a year or so. But he was a lovely Christian young man, as I was a young man, not necessarily lovely. But Mike was salt of the earth. And one day he came to me and he gave me a big brown paper parcel. Big, heavy parcel. And he said, take this, don't ask any questions, just take it, it's a present. So I got it home and I unwrapped it and I found Young's Analytical Concordance to the Bible. Now, this is, I tell you, a hefty tome. And I don't keep it as bedside reading, but it is enormously rich. Sometimes, when you are puzzling over a word in the Bible, and you're wondering exactly what baggage does that word carry? Has it been translated? It's been translated from one Greek word or one Hebrew word into one English word. But is that an exact translation? There's no such thing as an exact translation. Let's see what other things go with it. So I opened the book and there was this inscription, which I thought was lovely. And it still warms my heart when I opened the book now, 50 years later. Yes, a free gift from Mike, who really didn't feel he had, I don't know, he didn't feel at home buried in all this detail. But sometimes it's really useful. So, three words. We've been thinking about Jesus, the Word of God, as creator of the universe. We've had it three times now. We've had it in the anthem, which was fabulous. Thank you. We had it in the first reading, as Paul writes to the Colossians about everything being made through Jesus. We've had it in John's Gospel. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything that was made. And the wider our telescopes get, the deeper is our awe at Jesus, the Word of God, the creator of all there is. And yet, at the very heart of that reading from John 1, we have this creator of the universe coming and saying to all who believe in him, who receive him, who believe in his name, he gives the power to become the children of God. Suddenly, the creator of the universe is coming to me and is saying, believe in me, and I will give you power to become a child of God. Now, the word I want to leave you with is believe. The first word, believe. Who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God. If I go to my analytical concordance, you probably won't be able to read this at that distance, but it expands a bit on the Greek word that is translated believe. To trust, to rely on. To those who trusted his name, he gave power to become the children of God. To those who rely on his name, he gives power to become the children of God. Believe. Believing is an act of will. It doesn't fall on you. Well, sometimes it seems to have done because you've believed ever since you were a little child. Sometimes, well, you may have only come to believe 60 years ago, 60 months ago, 60 days ago, 60 hours ago. It doesn't matter. To those who believe, trust, rely on his name, he gives power to become the children of God. Do you remember that old chorus? I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. It's an act of the will. I decide. This Jesus, this creator, this God, I believe. I will believe. I will follow him. An act of will. My second word comes from John 15. And it's the passage where Jesus says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. And if you abide in me, you will bear much fruit. Jesus is talking, well, as ever, in a wonderful metaphor. And he's saying, I'm the vine, I'm the source of life, I'm the root, I'm the source of the sap that flows through you, through my Holy Spirit. I want you to abide in me. Here it is, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. And so we are challenged to abide. To abide in Jesus. And abide, well, I went to the thesaurus for this one because it's not a word we use very much now. It's an old English word, middle English word. It means, what does it mean? It means to dwell, to linger, to stay, to stop, to tarry, to lodge. It's got this whole bundle of meanings. Abide in Jesus. Dwell in Jesus. Tarry in Jesus. Linger in Jesus. Live in Jesus. Abide. And that's an attitude of mind. I had to change the slide next time. It's an attitude of mind. I am a child of God because I believe in Jesus, then my attitude is to live in him, to abide in him, to spend my life in Christ. And finally, the third word. If this was not an Anglican church, it wouldn't be the second Sunday before Lent, formerly known as Sexagesima. It would be the fifth Sunday of the Epiphany. And you'd be reading from Isaiah 40. So my third word this morning is this one. Those who wait for the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar, mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And the word is wait. Again, turning back to Young's Analytical, wait means more than hanging around. Wait means expect, look for, get ready for, prepare for, and wait to see what God will do. And so we have wait, and wait is an active expectation. An active expectation. So we've got three words to leave you with this morning. Very simple. But I love words. We have believe in the name of Jesus. And he will give you the power to become children of God. We have abide, tarry, linger, live, dwell in Jesus. And you will bear much fruit, and that'll be tiring. But wait upon the Lord, and he will renew your strength as you see what he will do. In Jesus' name, amen. In the beginning was the Word.